The first gun murder of the year took place at the sidetracked bar in Wausau on January 3rd. According to police reports, the victim, 27-year-old Casey Christopher Elliott, was fighting in the bar parking lot with the suspect, 30-year-old John Lewis, when he was shot by what police believe was a .22-caliber semi-automatic handgun. The gun has not been recovered. Police say the two men knew each other and the suspect has served prison time for drug trafficking crimes. According to Milwaukee Police Chief Ed Flynn, the apparent cause of this gun death fits the typical profile for gun murders in Milwaukee, where 85 people were shot to death last year.
Many of these things are just arguments and fights among two people who are both carrying firearms, and somebody pulls a gun, and we have a dead person.
Milwaukee police are now investigating the first shooting death of the year in that city, the second in the state. A 20-year-old man was killed on Wednesday on the city's south side. Yesterday, police arrested an 18-year-old suspect in that murder. In 2012, the last year for which statewide figures are available, two-thirds of the 166 murders in the state involved a gun. 61% of the perpetrators were between the age of 18 and 34, as were 48% of the victims. And Mallory O'Brien of the Milwaukee Homicide Review Commission says usually both the victim and the suspect have a criminal record.
For 2013, looking at the victims and suspects of homicide, 76% of the victims have an arrest history and 93% of the suspects have an arrest history.
That's a small consolation to the families of the victims and to the people who live in the neighborhoods where the murders happen. Betty, who gave only her first name, lives on the block where Wednesday's Southside Milwaukee murder took place.
Crimes is always everywhere in the Southside. I think they should put like cameras in each block and have more cops, I guess, driving around.
Milwaukee police have used cameras to deter shootings in some city taverns where several gun crimes have occurred. But this week, the city got funds from the state to expand the use of microphones to record the sound of gunshots in crime-prone neighborhoods. Chief Flynn says the ShotSpotter technology is already helping police solve a problem that has hampered investigations in the past.
The data produced by the ShotSpotter technology told us an alarming truth. In some of our neighborhoods, the most gunfire-afflicted neighborhoods particularly, only 14% of the shots fired incidents were being called into 911.
Technology like this is one way police are trying to reduce gun deaths. On the legislative front, a bill designed to reduce the number of domestic violence gun deaths could get a vote before the end of the year. According to Tony Gibbert of End Domestic Violence Wisconsin, a preliminary report for last year found guns were used in 19 domestic violence murders. He says the new law would require courts to verify that anyone with a domestic violence restraining order immediately surrender any guns they own.
We know that some counties are starting to do this, but most counties do not have any kind of active enforcement procedure in place. And we do see throughout the years homicides that seemingly could have been prevented had there been more active enforcement.
Gibbard says that bill has not been scheduled for a vote yet. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.